Spark FM.
Whiskey boy, make me dance. Daddy, oh, make me dance.
Igniting the airwaves. Spark FM.
Upa cafesa.
Join us on Facebook and Instagram at sparkfmonline.com. Turn us up.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm over.
Spark FM.
And I'm sure you wouldn't discriminate against me just because I'm a woman.
You thought all the good DJs were men?
You're wrong.
Wrong.
So wrong.
Join us on Facebook and Instagram at sparkfmonline.com.
You are talking to, yeah, Mr. Beauty Good Grip. You, Mr. Beauty Good Grip. Oh, God. Eh, Isaac Cannon to it.
You're now listening to Boston's hottest DJ.
Yeah, if you are talking to, yeah, Mr. Beauty Good Grip. You, Mr. Beauty Good Grip. Oh, God, Mr. Beauty Good Grip. You, Mr. Beauty Good Grip.
Oh, God, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. It's getting hot in here, so man in a sump shot pose.
I want your band in a sump shot.
Caribbean got that sweet.
In a sump shot. In a sump shot. Sump shot. Sump shot.
Igniting the airwaves. Spark FM.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, good evening, good evening. It's Monday Night Raw. What's up with y'all? Wait a minute. What about now? Can y'all hear me? What's going on, y'all?
So I can come out to me.
Bye.
like this now. Bust in every session now. I walk in the dynasty race. Every girl them want a taste. Work on it, work on it.
Quick, hold on. Shout out to everybody tuned in. I see you. It's Spark FM. It's Monday Night Raw. Hold on, wait. I got a guest tonight, so, you know, I got to call it kinda, you know. Oh, wait a minute. I think that's them. Hold on.
Straight off the jumbo jet. Straight off the jumbo jet. Straight from the airport, straight in the fit. Straight off the jumbo jet. Straight off the jumbo jet. Straight off the jumbo jet. Straight off the plane. Fed tonight and wine like rain. Become the party straight off the plane. All my nice clothes going get stained. Become the party straight off the plane. Need a cold drink to cool my brain. Become the party straight off the plane. Fed tonight and wine like rain. Become the party straight off the plane. Hey, I drop in my luggage tomorrow. Because I don't check in online.
Yes.
Time is a thing tomorrow. No. And today I want me full grind. All tonight is drinks. We got friends and we got to link. Got to know what the hot girl think. I got money and I ain't come to chink. Boom. Turn on the radio to prime up yourself to my favorite song.
That's right.
Hey. Head to the party tonight just to link with my favorite gang.
Harder.
Favorite fight.
Man.
Favorite woman.
Watch it.
You know what's the plan? How we do? Hey. Straight off the jumbo jet.
Hey.
Straight off the jumbo jet.
March.
Straight off the jumbo jet.
Yeah.
Straight off the jumbo jet. Straight from the airport straight in the fair.
Yeah.
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 Airport straight in the fair.
Yeah. Real quick, cause I got a guess. Hold on.
Airport straight in the fair.
Yeah.
Airport straight in the fair.
Spark FM. Log on to SparkFMOnline.com. You are now listening to Spark FM.
Good evening, everyone. Hello, everybody. Hello. Look. We got so many folks tuned in. Yes, yes, yes. Can you hear yourself? Just want to make sure I don't. Put my headphones on. All right, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. All right. Hello, everyone. Just want to make sure that you guys understand. We have the one and only Caitlin. Okay. I looked at the spelling and I was like, I'm going to mess up the name. I just know it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Raw, okay? Now, it gets pretty raw in here, but we're going to keep it, you know, we're going to keep it kind of cool tonight, you guys, all right? We have a great cause today, and I really appreciate you reaching out to me. And shout outs to Sheiks, You know, I've dealt with Sheiks, you know, for a long time. Yeah, she let me know. She's like, no, I got the perfect person. Okay, I got the perfect person for you. I'm like, okay, all right. You do have to know, you know, switched up the show a little bit. So shout out to everybody that tunes in every Monday on Spark FM. 24 hours, 24/7. We are here, Boston's number one for urban and Caribbean music. So I really appreciate you for being here again. And let's start off by you introducing yourself to everyone and tell us a little bit about who you are.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kate Turner, a.k.a. the Audacious Boss Babe, you guys. You guys can find me on Facebook. You guys will find me on Facebook causing trouble in these industry streets, but it's for a good cause, you know. I kind of sometimes like to rough a little feathers.
Yes, but I love that.
But it's okay, though. It's okay. It's for all a good cause. I am a mother of four and plus two adoption to adopt the kids.
Dope.
Because if I don't, they're going to come for me, you guys.
Dope,
for my whole life. I live in Boston in Hyde Park. I'm originally from Haiti. My dad brought me here when I was, I think about 8 years old. And like I always tell people, and they laugh at me, I tell them I'm a banana boat child. No lie. My dad decided to take me from my mom. He wanted to give me a better life. So he's like, listen, we're going to go through these America streets. I'm like, okay, what are these America streets? And I did not know what I was getting into, but I'm glad that he took that risk and took me, brought me here. And now that I'm in Boston, I've been here since, 1990, and I am currently, you know, I won't tell my age.
Okay.
You know, black don't crack. But I've been here for a while, and you know, it's been a roller coaster ride, but it's all been good. And 5 years ago, I met my husband, and nice. it has been like the best thing ever to be married, you guys. Well, married to the right person, should
right.
I say.
There you go.
And a couple years ago, I started, you know, this conference. I started a group on Facebook called Pricing 101. That's how I have over 6,000 members.
Wow.
Yes. That's how I met people from all over the world, you know, who just need business advice, especially pricing. That was the main thing. And then back in 2019, we decided to put on a conference for business owners. And that's where I met so many people that came to the conference. It was a learning experience. And from that point on, it's just been, you know, the amount of people that I've met online and in person, it's just been great.
That's so, dope. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. really dope.
Yes.
That's dope. And definitely let everyone know the event that you have coming up next.
Yes. Jordan. So you guys know March is Women History Month. Badass. That's the name of the event because we're a whole bunch of badasses. So March is Women History Month. And one of the things that I've noticed in my field is, well, not even my field, for us, people of color. I'm just going to say for a black, brown, Latinos, whoever, right? We always see that the white people, I'm going to say it,
mm-hmm.
the white people, right? The person, this glass is going to be right there. And they just add a sticker to it, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, let's honor them. They did such a great job.
Yep.
And us black females, mm-hmm. black males, whoever, and we're doing all these things behind closed doors.
Yeah.
All this hard work. And nobody ever sees us.
Yep.
I'm like, why is that? Like, what is it? And I sit here and I watch all these powerful, resilient women that are in the industry that I'm in, even if they're not business owner, but just behind the scenes just doing everything 24/7. Some of them don't even have a partner to do it, right? And they're not getting the recognition. I'm like, why is that? Why like, so I'm like, I am, and then, you know, I talked to Fashia. I'm like, I want to do something for these ladies, you know, especially around Women History Month. I'm like, what should it be? I'm like, oh, okay, we're gonna let's take a look at back in history at some of these women, right, who excel doing the toughest times,
right,
like back in the days, right? Against all odds, they've been able to be millionaires, broken glass ceilings, come up with inventions. And during that time, they didn't have any of the resources that we have right now. Like Madam C.J. Walker, Ida B.
Right.
Wells, Rosa Parks,
right,
you know, Maya Angelou. All these women, they are black women who have like paved the way for us. They've given us the blueprint saying, hey, here, this, I'm giving you the blueprint for you to be able to go and do with that. And so many of us are doing it. Yeah. But yet we never see that. So I'm like, you know what? I don't care if I ain't got no money. I don't care. But I definitely know that I'm going to put on this event and I'm going to honor my sisters to let them know, hey, you know what? Despite it all, you may think nobody's watching you, but you've inspired me. You are resilient. Like, I hear the stories. Some of them I know, like these 20 women that I picked. I handpicked these 20 women. I know them personally.
That's dope.
Or somebody have told me about them and I've interacted with them. Some of these females, the stories that you hear is just like, some of the stories that you're hearing, you're like, yo, and I thought my situation was bad. I'm living the life based on what they know. But then when they go on social media, they act like there's nothing going on, right? They still have to show up. Right? 24/7 show up and they never get the recognition. I'm like, okay, this is the only thing that I can give them is the recognition. Be like, hey, sis, you know what? I'm going to let the world know on my platform of what I have that I appreciate you. I'm giving you your flowers while you're alive.
That's okay? Dope. So, that's good.
I'm telling everybody, like, if you want to be part of the movement, come on over. Like, it's about time that we change that narrative for our brown and brown-skinned people and just let them know. And it's always us who drag each other down.
That is true. That's very true.
You know
true.
What I mean?
That
you could be a business person and you do everything right and you messed up and you stumble one time. Instead of them coming to you in private and telling you, hey, sis, you know what? You did A, B, C, D. You know, all the way to
letting you know.
Right. But the one time that you mess up, that's when they go on social media. Oh, this and that and that.
Pretty
I'm like,
much.
Why do we do that? Why do we do that? And it's about time that we stop to be like, hey, you know what? It may be hard behind closed doors, but whatever you're doing that's great, continue to do that. Whatever that you're doing that's elevating somebody else, let's continue to do that. And that's what Badass and Her Story is about. Again, the first person that we're taking a look at is Madam CJ Walker, right?
Yeah.
She started off $1.50 doing hair products in her living room, right? And what people don't know, you know, we saw self-made. There's a lot of, you know, Hollywood, how Hollywood is. They're going to show you the fighting and all that stuff. But what I took away from that movie was the fact that she didn't have much, but she was able to create jobs for other women, right? There was, like, different, like, I guess different, not click, but different groups of women. Okay, I'm going to give you X amount of money for the person who sold the most. So, like, creating more entrepreneur out of what she had. And she was able to multiply that. And that, to me, is the resilient, you know, the power that she had against all. She's like, okay, y'all can try to keep me down, but you're not going to. I figure out how to get myself out of it, and I'm going to leave clues for those who are to follow me. So these 20 women that I'm gonna honor, just know that, listen, your sister sees you and other people sees you. I'm gonna make sure that your voice is amplified and that they know
dope.
Who you are.
That's dope. We're gonna get more into specific women that you picked.
Yes, we
want to shout out Hot Sauce the Boss.
Yes,
and she is one of the recipients.
Yes.
So we definitely want to shout out her. And that's really dope for that. But real quick, everybody, a shout out to everyone once again for tuning in to Spark FM right now. Real quick, let's do a little bit tunes and then we'll get into a little bit more questions. Right now, you're tuned in to Monday Night Raw with Team DJ Live. Let's go.
Yeah. Say we like all types of music. That's a fact. Where's she right now?
I don't know.
around at sparkfmonline.com.
Yes, and we are back. Yes, yes, yes. For those of you who are just tuning in, we got the one and only. Man, listen, we are making sure you're making history. And that's what it's called, right? Badass.
In her story.
Badass in her story.
Go ahead, say it. Badass. 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 Okay?
Yes. We got Caitlin here, and I'm very, very happy to have you here. You're putting on for the females. Yes. Now, before you did this, I did a little snooping because that's what I do. I creep a creep. All right. Now, before you did this, you started off doing modeling?
No, event planning.
Event planning. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you started doing balloons?
Yes.
Balloon class. Yes. Uh-huh. See, I'm paying attention. I'm a creep creep. Yeah. All right. Tell us a little bit more about that chapter of your life.
Well, event planning, I started when my son was born for his first birthday. Because you know how when you have someone that's in a group and you're always like, I'm a Virgo, you guys.
She's a big Virgo.
Big Virgo.
I've seen that. Everything on her page, Virgo. I was like, oh, gosh.
So I was one of those, like, anytime, give me a reason to celebrate because I will. So whenever anybody had anything, be like, okay, I'm going to set up the tables. I'm going to do all that stuff.
Okay.
We're going to eat pretty because, you know, we like pretty stuff. And I was always the person that people would come to. So when my son was born, that was like my baby. I mean, granted, I wanted a girl, but I ended up with a boy. But now he's my boo thing now. He's my everything. So for his first birthday, I decided to, you know, try everything on my own. The cake got smashed, you guys, but that was okay. But we ended up with a lot of kids. And
that's
it
cool.
was just like, and it was just like, I got to be a kid all over again for all these kids.
That's awesome.
How I got into event planning. I started doing it for my friends and stuff like that. And then when I was working at the bank, every Friday I would set up the you know, when you walk into the lobby, Friday would be customer appreciation day. And I started doing it that way. And I was working and doing the event planning. How I started my business full-time, it was when I went back for my master's, right?
Okay.
So, I was trying to get out of a paper, y'all. I was like, I do not want to do this paper. I was like, is there something else I can do, right? And I was, you know, I was a talker. My teacher, my professor, my advisor, love them. He was just a pusher. So, I was like, so, there's what we're going to do. So, if I don't want to do this 20-page paper, can I do something else since his hand was on to do it? He was like, what would you like to do? And that was when we had our National Honor Society. I was like, if I can turn this room right here into spectacular so you guys don't have to pay somebody to do it, so can I get out of the paper? He was like, yeah, sure, I'll see it. So when they walked in, he was like, oh, this is beautiful. So then the next day, I'm like, okay, word, I got out of the class. He was like, but I said the paper. I did not say a business plan. I was like, what? I'm like, that's not fair. I'm like, he was like, well, I think you have something great going on here. You work at the bank, and you're telling me you want to do your own thing. So write me a business plan, and then you'll be like, I'm like, but I don't know how to write a business plan. He was like, you're gonna figure it out. So I did my business plan. He looked over it, and he was like, okay, this is good. And from that point on, I'm glad he made me do it, because then I went on to, you know, starting my group and helping others do the same thing. And that's how we do it. And then I used to hate balloons, you guys. I used to think balloons was only for kids' parties. I'm like, ugh, this is so childish.
Oh, man.
But then after I did my conference, I did another class, another mini conference. It was called Lavish Decor, right? So it was like balloons and flowers together.
Okay.
And then Gia Mahoney and her husband were the one that taught the class. And then, actually, before that, I fell in love when we did the balloons at the first conference that we did. That was Cindy. I was like, wow, she did a whole darn wall with balloons. It was so pretty. Yeah. I was like, okay, let me try again. That's talent, man. So I went on YouTube University looking. I'm like, oh, but I'm a hands-on person. I'm like kinesthetic. I have to get into it. So she did the class. I'm like, all right, I'm going to try this. So I started and I saw. I was like, whoa, this is good. This is getting better. And I practiced on my kids' party and I just started getting better. Then I'm like, I'm going to put a class and see who's going to come. And I had black people come to the class. I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it because you know I'm a big Virgo. You know,
yeah,
you know
us, big Virgo.
Even if we don't know what we're doing, we still act like we know what we're doing. And then it just took off, and that's how I started doing the balloon classes
that's
and stuff
dope.
Like that. So
that's
it's
dope.
Just been.
That's
since,
dope.
Since
that's
that
really, really
yeah.
good. No, mm-hmm. that's really, really good. Because I was looking, I was like, oh, man, I think doing that, that takes, that's art. That's a skill. No one can sit there. When the clowns do it, you know, not saying that you're a clown, but when the clowns do it, I'm like, that's a skill. That yeah. I have
they
a
do
art.
All the twisting.
Yeah.
I don't do the twisting. I
okay.
just take the
but even putting
stuff.
It together, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Everybody knows, like, I'm really big on birthdays. And
ooh,
see, but I'm a Libra. You're a Virgo. That's
my husband
okay.
is a Libra,
okay.
so that's
okay.
fine. That's
okay, so
that's
you understand?
Okay, yeah.
okay. So when I try to do the parties myself, I'm like, I could do it myself. Yep. And I'm sitting there getting a tape and trying to stick it on the wall, and then it
off.
Falls. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I could have just hired someone because then. But people are so used to my little homemade little decorations. It's like, you know, I have my little moment of shine because it's like, yeah, that's
you
an
did
art.
That. You
that,
did it.
But that's an art. Yeah, now that it's it. Like. When you try to do it yourself and it don't work, you're like, oh, yeah, I appreciate the people that you pay for to
yeah.
do these type
awesome.
Of things. So
yeah.
that's cool. Yeah. That's really, really cool. No, for real. Okay. Also, okay, so I also saw that you were doing Compa and Paint.
Compa and Paint, actually, I share Compa and Paint.
Oh, okay.
That's another person, you know, he always
official,
asks me.
Official, shout out to Eno.
He always asks me, he goes, can you share it? So my thing is,
okay.
I don't have a problem sharing anything somebody gives
okay,
me.
Okay,
kind of
okay, okay.
Really so it's something that's nice, you
okay.
know, like people enjoy it. So if I may not be able to attend, it might not be something that I want to do, but somebody
mm-hmm.
else on my page might enjoy it.
No,
so anytime
that's true.
They send me a thing, I'm like, no problem. I
there
will
you go.
Tell people to go get the
okay,
get the
that's
tickets.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
those would be the
yeah.
the perfect people. They're like, okay,
yeah.
now share my stuff,
yeah.
and they'll share
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So that's dope. I thought that, you know, was like a co-host or something. And,
no,
you
no,
know.
No, no, no.
But that's dope.
The little paint nights that I do, the family paint nights for the little kids.
Okay.
I do a lot of kids events.
Okay.
Like, I do the Valentine's Day friendship mocktails. I usually do the family paint nights. Those are the little things that, you know, because I'm a big kid at heart and I love
yeah.
kids for things for kids. Because adults, I don't know, y'all are some special. Some of them are special. So I like the kids. I like the kids. Give me the kids.
Okay. See, that's good to know. Y'all hear that right there with the kids. There
yes.
you go. All right, now, I got a few more questions
yes,
for
yes,
you.
Yes.
Now, before we get into those questions, you guys, you already know, make sure that you are always tuning in to Spark FM 24 hours, 24/7. You have another interview coming up with Spark FM in the morning show, don't you?
I think so.
All right, we'll double check on that for sure. Definitely, if not, I would definitely nudge Hot Sauce because we're both Libras and definitely try to put a good word in for you. Real quick, before we get into some more questions,
yeah,
I got a little
yeah.
bit more music. It's Women's International Month, so woo-hoo. I've been on the road. So, like this.
You are now listening to Spark FM.
Spark.
Log on to SparkFMOnline.com.
It must be water.
I go drink water and mind my business.
It must be water.
Drink water and mind my business.
It must be water.
I go drink water and mind my business.
It must be water.
Drink water and mind my business.
It must be water.
People man, I'm looking for home channel. Who me? I don't watch people think I's a queen. I have my own king. But some of them
bubbling.
I know drink water and mind my business.
It must be water.
Drink water and mind my business.
Stop it.
Let's start with the big question.
The all new
Spark FM. Water online my business.
Yes, we are back. Got my mom joining in, talk about my business. It's not Soca Hour. You guys got to tune in, all right? Every Monday, they always wait. It's something different. Yes, it's either story time, or we have an interview, or I'm doing some musical therapy for you all. Either way, it's nice and raw, Monday Night Raw with Team DJ Live. All right, we are back. I love when I have folks come in to do interviews. Yes. All right. Now, again, for those who have not been here, we're going to turn back around and, you know, let her, you know, explain a little bit that she's doing. But before we do that, I did want to ask, what made you start this event? You did say to acknowledge a lot of the women that, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't get acknowledged. But it's like, what really made you is like, no, I'm going to do this right now and right here. Because a lot of people have ideas and they don't do it. So what made you just like, this is it?
My thing is, me, I'm a jumper. And all my friends will tell you, if it comes, I'm going to try it.
Okay.
If it doesn't work, then I'm like, okay, it didn't work. I would hate for me to have an idea and then sit on it and then somebody else does it and then for me to be like, oh my God, that was my idea. Nah, yeah. I'm going to do it. Because my thing is, if God gives you the vision, he's going to give you the provision. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know what? And something happened. One of our friends who's in the event industry, you know, her name was Kenesha Watts. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, my love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every time she was battling cancer and all that stuff. And everybody always thought that she was all set and, you know, all good. And then she ended up passing without me telling her how I felt. To tell her how she inspired me, to tell her how much strength that she had, you know, the kids and moving, because she came to my first seminar that I did, and she was trying to start her business and all that stuff. And, you know, and I had went to Atlanta, and then we were helping with her event, mm-hmm. and I saw her, I'm like, babe, we have so much stuff that we need to collaborate on. And then time passed, and I never got a chance to tell this beautiful, wonderful girl, like, you are doing the damn thing. Like, even though you're battling all this stuff behind closed door that people doesn't see you're doing a great job. Like, you know, her event, she was like, I think I'm gonna stop not doing the event. I'm like, no, that's your passion. Keep doing it. You know, I'll talk to her behind closed door. But what good is behind closed door when people don't hear you?
Exactly.
So after that happened, it kind of really took a toll. Then I'm like, okay, all my other friends who are here who are, you know, going through all this stuff and, you know, I'm like, I have to do this.
Okay.
I have to let them know, like, listen, I don't want to wait till, and if I've learned anything from COVID, is tell people that you appreciate them right now.
That's right. That's
don't
right.
Don't wait. Like, if you have a disagreement with somebody, yes, I'm going to curse you out.
Right.
After you curse me out or I curse you out, go back and tell the person you love them. Tell
that's
them
right.
how you really feel about them. Tell them that, hey, you know what? You did that with that water bottle, huh? Like,
yeah.
Like, how did you do that? Can you leave clues? Like, I appreciate what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know? And then for us to be like, and then it's when, and I always see that, and I do a lot of free passes. And you see that's when everybody's like, oh my God, you were such a good person. Mm-hmm. But did you tell them?
Yep, when they were alive.
When they were alive. So this is my way. It's not only, and the thing is, it's not only going to be for March. Yes, March is the time that I'm going to give you guys the one, but from now on, I'm going to make it a point to tell you, hey, sis, good job.
That's
to
dope.
Make it a point like that. You understand what I mean? Because then it's not easy out in these streets, y'all. It's not.
Right.
At all.
No, that's right.
At all.
And speaking of that, with it being March and it being Women's Month, I always wanted to know, how do you feel about Black History being the shortest month? I just want to know your opinion. I mean, nice and raw about it. It's okay. No hold back.
I think that's, like the kids said, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
but then again, even if they give us just that one month to celebrate, I feel that it is up to us, Black and brown people, to really, like, keep pushing for it. Black History Month is all year, 365 days out of the year. You understand what I mean? Like, again, it's not only when there's something that's bad that's going on for you guys to think that you're black or whatever. Teach your kids about Black history.
That's right.
Make sure you learn about Black history.
That's right.
You know, understand what I mean?
Because
you know
right.
how they said history repeats itself. No, you got to go back and, like, again, all those people who left clues for us.
Yep.
And for us to be able to take and not do the same dumb stuff that they were lynching us for. Like, some of you guys are just dumb. Like, why do you guys do that?
Right.
Why do we go down each other's throat? That's what they want us to do. So it should be a time for us to celebrate each other. So every day, every month, every second, every hour should be a time for us to celebrate our blackness. Like,
that is true. You know? That's true. That is true. All right. Now I have a few people asking for your social media and how could they see the event and stuff.
So the event is on Instagram. You guys can follow me at the Audacious Boss Babe.
Let's see. Oh, that's right.
The Audacious Boss Babe. On Facebook, you just type in Caitlin Turner and I pop up.
What is it on Instagram?
The Audacious Boss Babe.
Oh, the.
Mm-hmm. Audacious Boss Babe.
T-H-E-B.
She's about to pull it up for me.
Is that your manager? You have a manager?
Yes. That's my child. That's my adopted child.
Oh, that's dope. See, I need a manager, too. I need to get one, too.
Audacious Boss Babe. Audacious Boss Babe. It's not that. Just Audacious Boss Babe. Right here.
Here we go. Here we go. I had the people from. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, AUDACIOUSBOSSBABE. There we go. That's AUDACIOUS. Oh, I forgot the S. Don't forget the S, you guys.
Yeah, Audacious Boss Babe.
Don't be like me. Don't forget the S. S. There we go. Pricing Queen, you guys. Make sure that you follow on the social media.
Yes, please follow. Let me put it up. And it's not just this. We do other events. Like, you know, a lot of the guys been hitting me up. Well, is it only for women? No, I want the guys in the building, like, clapping and applauding and telling us how great we are. Because we, of course, we're great.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
But we want to hear it from you guys. We want you guys in the room, like, giving us our flowers and buying us all the drinks. Like what?
Yes.
But in June, I also do an event just for the guys, Father's Day.
I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. That was going to be my next question, too. Yeah. I was going to say, do you do anything for the men and for the fathers?
Mm-hmm. It's called Dad's Dine and Wine.
Boom. That was also my question. Mm-hmm. See you doing it. I was going to say to tell us about Dad, Dine, and a Wine. That's in June?
Yes.
All right. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Dad's Dine and Wine, I started last year. This was the first event because I was part of the Mother's Day brunch. So every year there's always a brunch for mothers.
Yep.
I mean, us, we do it all. But I have a husband that is beyond. Like, when I tell you guys this man, you know the song, I don't cook, I don't clean, but I got this man. Literally, waits on me hands and foot, and then my other three kids, I have three other kids outside of our marriage, plus the baby, you know, and then the two adopted kids. But I don't have to do anything, and he is the greatest father, dad, supporter, mentor you can think of. I'm like, okay. That's your day. Usually, you know, you ask them what they want to do, nothing. But of course, the fathers want to be pampered too.
They
do. So last year, I decided to do something all grand for them, and it was like the best thing ever. So I'm like, okay, you know what? This is going to be annual thing. So ladies, make sure you guys mark your calendar, June 15th.
June
15th. For you guys to take them out, you know, everything is catered. Like, I give them their awards because they deserve it.
That's dope.
And there's dancing, there's you know, poem, there's all that stuff, just, you know, catering to the guys, like, to let you know, like, don't listen to what these people say. Some, I know there are some deadbeats out there.
Yeah.
But the ones that are actually there supporting, doing all the stuff, that are the managers, the dads, the mentors, the mentees, the heroes, why not?
Like, right.
Again, give them their flowers while they're alive. Or should I say, give them their drinks. You know, guys, they're like,
yeah.
So they're flowers. They don't like flowers. But you guys get what I'm trying to say. They got to dress up. They were the king of the night. People were able to pay for them. Like that was the whole vibe, you know.
That's dope. It was awesome. That's dope. That's really, really dope. You guys definitely make sure that you follow her on Instagram and stay tuned in for that for Father's Day for the men out there.
Yes,
the
yes.
good fathers, not the deadbeat exactly. ones. We're not talking about yeah. those. No. Not at all. All right, you guys. We're going to do a few more songs, just about one or two. Then we're going to get into the one and only females that you picked for the badasses of 2024. Woo-hoo! And again, it says, attention, badass in her story awards, honorees, and panelists. Check your emails. He sent out email blasts and everything. Yeah. All see. Because
what they don't understand is, listen, if we're going to honor you, I want to make sure we honor you. Like, I need to make sure that you get what you want to eat. You get what you want to drink. You get, you know what I mean? Because it's your night. So I want to make sure that I don't miss anything. So,
oh, that's dope.
Yes.
Like, that's dope.
The cocktail hour is going to be fire. Like it's just, I want to make sure when they're walking, this is going to be, you know how on Hollywood, you go and you see them on the red carpet and this is your moment.
Yeah.
You're the star for the night.
Right.
Make sure that everything is in place. So, yes.
See? We're going to have to talk about how I can be on the list for next year.
Listen.
I try to put in some work in. Tell me what I got to do. I got to put in some more work.
You're already doing it, baby.
I appreciate you.
You're already doing it. Again, you understand? I don't know everyone, but as long as, like, some of those people, they're like, oh, you should reach out to this person.
Yeah.
To this person. Like, I'm putting it on, but if another person sees that you're great, let me know.
Oh, see?
I don't know. Ha. Like, you know?
It'd be me and some other nominees, because yeah. the female DJs are not, they don't get the recognition either,
oh,
all right?
Geez.
So, see? We'll talk about that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's do this real quick. I'll pay some bills. You already know. You are tuned in to Monday Night.
You are now listening to Spark.
Monday Night FM. Wrong FM. With FM. DJ FM. Live on Spark FM.
Just a little big
way.
Just a little big baby. Just a little big.
What is that? Spark.
Sometimes I can't stop. So sorry. And we are here with the one and only Christine. Caitlin. Why did I see Christine? Caitlin Turner. So sorry. Yes. Now, I had a question.
Yes.
Because I was creeping on your page and I'm like, you look familiar. So now I got to figure this out. So this is the time where I figure it out.
Okay.
What high school did you go to?
West Roxbury.
West. And you partied a lot or kind of, sort of, maybe no?
I used to be a club head.
Okay. So.
Used to be. Listen, you guys, I'm.
It's okay.
No
one's judging you. Now, I mean, the only reason I do clubs because I got to. It's my job. So, okay, next question. Since you did that, I can narrow it down. Uh-huh. Okay. Do you know Takeover Sound?
Yes.
Okay, because you're Haitian, so yeah. I just put everyone in the same category. You know, Smooth,
yeah.
Casper, mm-hmm. Melvin, mm-hmm. Sasha.
Yes.
Okay.
In that realm.
Okay. So I was the one, the only American one in that whole Takeover Sound group.
Yeah, okay.
The small dreads and the fedora.
But now your dreads are...
Now my dreads are longer, so people, it's hard to recognize. But it's like, no. I've seen you somewhere.
I know. I get it all the time. They're like, I know you from somewhere.
I'm like, I know it. I got to figure it out. I'm creeping like, no. No. Okay, so that's what it is. All right, shout out to Takeover Sound. Bet, that's where it is. Got that out the way, ladies and gentlemen. It's always, Boston is, small. Way too small. You never know who knows. All right. That's another reason why you got to be nice and kind to everybody.
Exactly.
Definitely. Never know. Again, I really, really love what you are doing.
Thank you.
Really, really dope. I am such an advocate when it comes to the females and honoring females. Because again, especially the females in Boston, they do not get the recognition that they deserve. Mm-hmm. And you have, again, the one and only Boss Hot Sauce as one of the nominees. I also see, you have Sheeks and you have Amanda Shay.
Amanda's gonna be my spoken words artist.
My god, that's even more.
So, we broke them down into special guests and then honorees, and then so Amanda and Sheeks are like part of our special guest meeting.
Okay.
Like, Sheik is gonna be telling her story because, she has a lot.
Yes.
Listen, I met her actually somebody just recently. I haven't known Sheik for a long time.
Really?
But you would think that I've known this young lady for forever. Somebody actually, she was looking for somebody because she was doing parties from above. She does parties from above. She does parties for kids who has lost their moms or dads
through
violence. And then somebody tagged her because she was looking for stuff. When she was putting her first one, I'm like, I got the stuff, come and get it. And then she goes, KK, no BS. I thought she was going to BS me. I'm like, why would I BS you? Like I said, I would help.
Because so many people
And so I just went and I helped her. And then she came by, I'm like, I got some stuff for you. And that's how it started. She was like, this is unreal. Like, nobody does that. I'm like, it's for a good cause. I do stuff because my daughter has sickle cell.
Okay.
So I used to do the same thing that she does, except I did it for kids who were like, hospitalized.
Okay.
Like, I would do the parties only for those kids, because sometimes my daughter used to spend months in the hospital because her birthday and everything. So that's what I did. But I guess because her kid's father passed, it took a toll. So she started putting her energy toward that. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was very commendable.
Sure did.
So
she went from strippers to that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I
told her, I was like, whatever you need, I got you. And she thought I was BS, and I've been with her ever since then.
That is dope.
So I felt that she needed to be one of those people to tell her stories. If she can get to where she is now, now she's at the State House receiving awards and making a difference. Like, that just shows you the power of, if we just decide that we're going to do it, our willpower, just to be like, hey, these women shaped the way for me. Mm-hmm. I no longer want to do these things no more. I want to pave a different path for myself, and you can. And she was the perfect person.
That's right.
Gonna be telling her story. She's gonna be on a panel. She's gonna be
That's
raw.
Dope.
They don't know the questions that are gonna be asked.
That's
They're
dope.
Just gonna be able to do it. And of course, Amanda Shay, she told me I was looking for a poet,
mm-hmm.
a female poet, because I'm like, okay, this is a woman thing, so I want something that's gonna resonate. And then she told me about Amanda, and I went and I looked
her
up.
She's amazing.
And
Amanda
I reached out to her,
amazing.
And she said yes. So
That's
the
dope.
The panel's dope.
Yeah, the panel is dope. All right, and now let's see. You have, I'm trying to read some of the names, and now I feel like I need, you have Liz Miranda on
there. Liz Miranda, I reached out to her because I was looking for a keynote speaker. Mm. And again, I know my husband knows her because, you know, the state house and stuff. My husband's in the government. I'm not, so.
She's okay.
I don't know anything about it. And she was the one, like, oh, she would be the perfect person. So I reached out to her. I didn't know she was going to say yes. So she's going to come and be the keynote speaker again. Another female that, you know, that's from another country that came here, and she's just kicking ass. Again, she is a badass. So, yeah she's going to be our keynote speaker.
That is cool. That is cool. Let's see. You have your host, your co-host. Talk about your host and your co-host. You are the host.
I'm the host.
Talk about the co-host.
So, Valson, and he is the only guy that is on.
Only guy on the flyer.
And if you guys don't know who he is, host Valson, check him out. Go on Instagram and look at him. Like, if you have a party, this dude, let me tell you, cheer, anything. Like, he is, the energy that he brings into the room when he has an event. He's not just a MC. He's just not a host.
He's really awesome.
He gets the party going. And that's why. And then he's one of those people who I know he's going to amp these females up. Yeah. And he's just so positive. And I've known Val since forever. He's like brother from another mother.
That's dope.
And he checks me when I need to be checked.
That's
another thing most all these females have in common for me. Because God knows I'm in transition, y'all. I'm doing better. If you guys look on my social media, sometimes I can be, sometimes I can just go up. But
as a Virgo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. These are the people, but these are the people who see the potential in you.
That's dope.
And they tell you, hey, you already had your little rundown, take it down.
Yeah.
Reward that.
Oh, yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, I definitely understand.
You understand that they let me have my moments. They let me have my moments, but they're like, okay, they're able to redirect me, be like, hey, you were made for greater than that. Don't let this. You understand? All these women have checked me at one point or another.
Yeah.
Where I'm just stomping my feet and cussing, be like, like the big child that I am. And they're like, go ahead. Go ahead and have the kid that you send in the bathroom, go in the bathroom and curse and do whatever, but
and then come back.
Yes. And they all have been that for me.
No, that's really dope.
And, you know, it's not the person that'd be like, well, I'm just going to let her go ahead and dig her the grave because I don't care.
Yeah.
They see the greatness in you and they want to see you elevate. And that's why all these women have resonated with me. Like, wow, you really didn't sit here and let me go off attention and like that. You let me have my moment. You let me cry. You let me vent.
See?
And thank you.
Yeah.
And I call these people my masterminds because it's not just a tribe that I have. These are the females that are looking out for me for my greater good. And I appreciate that.
And that's good. You need people like that in your life. I'm trying to tell you, I sit there and battle all the time. Like, let me rewrite that. I can't write that. I got too many people looking at me. And, you know, you're trying to.
I hate posts because you're not my Virgo. I'm reactive and proactive. I'm very reactive. Now I'm beginning to be more. Whew. And I post it, and then all you hear is like, what the, who the hell?
He probably swear a lot in Creole, huh?
Then I take it down. I'm like, okay, I will. I'm like, Jesus, I'm sorry, but thank you for these angels on earth.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for the angels on earth, girl.
All right, you have another honoree, Sharissa Sawyer.
Sharissa Sawyer. Yeah. So I met this beauty again when I did my first conference. So Sharissa is an event therapist. She's a therapist, but more so for event planners.
Wow. Event planners.
Therapists. Because, you know, we deal with a lot of people only see
That's crazy.
A lot of people see the beauty of the event, but they don't see all the stuff behind it. And sometimes we don't know how to just release it and we hold it in. And her job is she goes around the world and she does these things called the event therapy lounge, right? She help you to deal with mental health, like help you to process everything that's happening, how to just relax, how to just, you know, let it go. Yes, you're gonna have your feeling, but how do you actually, you know, self-care for yourself. So that's what she does for event planners. So she's just super dope. I met her, like, whoo, child. She's...
That is...
Yeah.
dope. Uh-huh. I would never think that.
Yep, she's a therapist, but she does it, she decided to go into the event therapy.
And that means event planners are just going through the stress.
And she does Charge Up again. Charge Up is a foundation that she found for people, for caregivers of cancer, people who have cancer. And my husband is a 2-time cancer survivor. Wow. So you know that was just like, that was another thing. It was like, and then that's cool. What she does. Like, she does these galas and these events and these fundraisers for the caregivers of those people. Because again, while your loved one is going through that, you're taking on a lot of stuff too. And she just wants to be able to not only give those survivors a chance to tell the stories, but at the same time to acknowledge the caregivers. And that's another thing you guys should do. She is my boo. She's my boo. Yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah. The things that you learn, guys, y'all gotta go to this event. Stop playing. You'll understand and learn about the females in your community that are doing some big, big things.
Yes,
and we already know Hot Sauce the Boss, with her launching Spark FM.
Yes.
The first black female to own a digital radio station in Boston. Y'all already know I'm always bragging about being on this team. I'm the OG member.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm the original member. I love being on this radio station. And y'all already know we are moving to the big, big station right in the heart of the city, right there on Blue Hood Lab. So it's going to be dope.
Yep,
so yes. With your event happening, yes, the females that are nominated, and as I said again, I'm scrolling, I'm seeing at the same time, we're sharing it to everyone who's watching on live, on Twitch, on YouTube,
and listen,
Facebook.
I'm going to tell people now, because I know a lot of people are hitting me up, like, oh, I don't want to come. Get a group of 10 females and buy a table. We have VIP tables, like,
wow.
So the regular VIP ticket is usually $150 for one ticket, but you can get 10 people. It's $120 each. Get 10 people, you get the whole reception, the red carpet, and you're honoring people. Come on, you guys, like, Boston, show up. You see the greatness that's gonna be in the room.
Definitely.
So y'all need to get these VIP, you know, tables. And even if you're not doing a VIP table, just regular, you know, bestie table. Get your besties. Then you guys need to be in this room. Like,
Come on, y'all.
Boston, come through.
Definitely. Talk about another nominee here. Mm-hmm. We have Nerva Ariska.
Yeah. So her name is Vava Sheik. Right? But that's her real name. She is a host, a mother, and she, you know, this woman, she's the one that did the Mother's Day brunch, like the original Mother's Day brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And her spirit is just there. Like, she travels by herself. She teaches you, like, she takes women on a journey with her, like when she goes on her solo trip, like she tells you, like, as females, we need those self-cares by ourselves. We need to be able to just travel by ourselves. Of course, you got to be safe. She gives you all the tips and tricks of how to do it safely. And she just recently started a prom center for young women who are just graduating high school, and they, like, you know, some of them would not be able to go to prom. So she has a makeup artist that comes, somebody that's gonna dress them,
that's
and
awesome.
Then she sends them off to, you know, do prom, and that's really commendable. And she does other stuff in the community, so she was another one of the honorees that, you know,
So
you guys need to go and follow and see her stuff. She does hosting too. Like, she does the events, like event MC. So
See, you got, and you picked some, man.
And they're pretty too.
Yeah, beautiful woman. Definitely beautiful woman.
Inside and out, y'all.
Definitely. No, this is really, really nice. Once again, for you guys that are just joining in, we have, man, this badass and her story.
Love the fact that you're saying it. Badass. And you notice the ass is with the dollar sign. Because listen, baby, we all going to be millionaires. And the ass is the dollar sign, because all we see is dollar signs.
I know,
all
right? That's right.
Stop playing.
Y'all already know females make the most money anyways. All right. All right, you guys. I really, really appreciate everyone for tuning in. Yes. Before we get out of here, I am going to let her again explain what the event is about, the date, the time, the address, and all that. Before we get into that, I got like a few more tunes for you guys. And don't worry, I'm just getting the one and only Bones warmed up. He's up next, so make sure that you stay locked in. If you want some soca tunes, he got it for you. All right, you're listening to
You Spark are now FM. Listening to
Spark
FM.
When punishing and make it bend up. When punishing and make it bend up.
Home to them.
When punishing and make it bend up.
Yeah.
The way this girl just whine for me. I gonna let you make it hot for me. The way you whine and get you mad, mad, mad. Make the bumper do.
On Facebook and Instagram at SparkFMOnline.com.
And we back and we're back. Yes, the one and only. It's DJ Live on Monday Night Raw. Bad ass. In her story.
What do you guys think of the logo?
I like this logo. That's why you see it's still up there.
Yes.
I was just about to say, let's talk about this logo. That's why I kept it right there. I love it.
So, my graphic designer, which is Ashley, she's also my friend and she's on the team. So when I came up to her, she was like, I need a logo for this thing. She's like, what do you want? So I'm like, it's woman, you know, a head, you know, I want an afro, I want stuff, I want all the stuff that women are capable of doing. I'm like, I don't know how you're gonna do it, but all the stuff that we're able to do, you're gonna put it into something.
Right there, right there.
And then she's like, KK, do you have a inspiration? Because she knows how I am. I'm like, Ashley, I'm just verbally telling you what I want. Something with afro and all the different categories that females are just badass in. She's like, all right, say no more. She sent me the first one. I'm like, oh, I love it. And she's like, I'm not sold. Because she's a perfectionist too. I'm like, I'm like, but I like it. It's fine. I like it. She's like, no. And she asked for the colors. And then she sent me like a list of different ones. And that one just stood out. Because as you can see, all the different things that from, you know, a scientist. So it's all the different categories that females are. And that's what that logo stands for. And it was just like a testament to all the stuff that we can offer. So that right there was just like, I'm like, okay. It's the winner. It's just the winner. And then how she did the thing, the badass, that's our crown. Because we're badasses.
Right.
The word is the crown. So it was just like, I'm in love.
That's dope.
Ashley Reddick, and she's also honorary. So okay. I couldn't do it without her and my whole team. Listen.
That's dope. The logo is definitely dope. First thing I saw was my Libra sign. And I'm like, oh, that's not what that's supposed to be. Oh man, no, I once again, please let everyone know about the event, where it is, the address, how they can get tickets, how much. Let's get it in.
So the event is called Badass in Her Story. So really what it is taking a look back at history, at all the females who have paved the way for us, and also honoring women now today who actually doing the thing, taking all the clues that was left behind for them, and they're actually breaking the glass ceiling. They're actually showing that they're powerful and just making it happen even when the stakes are stacked against them. The event is going to be at 5 Blossom Street in Boston, the Wyndham Hotel, which is right by MGH, right there by MGH, in Beacon Street. There is parking, $5 for parking. We made sure that there was plenty of parking.
See, there you go.
Yes.
Covering all the bases.
To get tickets are on Eventbrite. It's bit.ly/badass24. And the tickets starts at, set at 50, because the event is named after Madam C.J. Walker.
Yes.
We did do 10 tickets, 2-for-1 tickets, meaning that you purchase 2 tickets at $100 instead of $200. So I think we only have like, we have 2 more of those tickets up to our grab. So once those are gone, they're gone. But the regular tickets are $100.
Okay.
Which includes the food, your food, your drink, your first round of drink, music, DJ, of course, being in the room with all these badass women. Pictures, all the good stuff, photo booth, the whole nine. And then we have the VIP ticket, which is a little bit more. It's $150 for the regular VIP ticket.
Okay.
If you're buying an individual ticket, and that includes the hour of cocktail hour.
Okay.
Meaning unlimited drinks for you guys.
What? The red unlimited carpet. Drinks mm-hmm. for an hour?
Yeah. The red carpet, pass hors d'oeuvre, of course. And then, of course, you know, all the stuff, doing the dinner, doing the event, and also they get a gift bag. So you guys, if you buy the VIP ticket, you get your special, you know, treat bag, which is a self-care package for the VIPs, and the bestie tables, that's just general admissions. If you guys want to take 10 people, 640, 10 people, 60, so that end up being $64 instead of $100 if you're buying it individually.
Right.
So you can get a bestie table, or you can get a VIP ticket. Again, like I said, it's $1,200 for 10 people. That means it's only $120 instead of $150.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I'm just super excited about this event. Like all the sponsors, thank you to all the sponsors. I'm not going to name everybody. You guys going to see online. I'm going to post them. I've been posting them. All the donors, people who have donated to the GoFundMe page from the beginning. All the people who can't make it, but they've also sown a seed. They've donated some cash. Thank you guys for making this event possible. Tickets are going to be on sale until the day before the event. We are 5 days away, you guys. You guys still have time. Come and support your friends. Come support us.
Support these females.
Let's go. And again, check out the hotel. The hotel is absolutely beautiful. And again, I made sure that this was an all-female. All my vendors, all my peoples are female, with the exception of Valson, because he's just a turn-up king. Definitely turn-up king.
He's awesome.
DJ's DJ really Riri. Funny. She's from... GW is from Miami, mm-hmm. so she came down. So again,
that's dope.
Again, like again, when I you know, I'm looking for other females because again, this is not a one time thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every year I wanna showcase a different female, different that's category. Cool. You understand what I mean? Just to show like the power of woman.
Yeah.
And power. I have vendors who are coming in vending the stuff, you know.
Vendors, everybody check in.
Yes, so vendors list is awful. Thank you so much for the people who have done it. And guess what? And for my honorees, I got someone to make a custom perfume scent just for my honorees because I feel that, listen, you guys got to be able to sit there, you know, and smell good and do all that stuff. I'm super excited about this event. Yes, you guys. So come out, you guys. Again, go to Eventbrite, bit.ly/badass24 for tickets, you guys. Badass24. And I've seen like over 10,000 people have clicked on the link.
That's dope.
And why am I not sold out yet, y'all? Y'all see the event, so I know you guys see it.
Let's
I know you guys read it. Everything is there for you guys. Just show up. You doesn't have to even worry about parking. I made sure that it's $5 for the whole time. Don't worry about your car getting towed. Everything is all set. And you guys know, not only is the event going to be beautiful, but the decor, y'all know.
Yeah,
y'all know,
there you go.
Y'all know when Above Greatness events is on a decor, it's to die for. Check out Above Greatness. I don't play when it comes to. I leave no stone unturned, you guys. The decor is going to be to die for, you guys. And all the people who are part of it, they're just dope. Like, all the females is just dope. And I'm just so excited and happy that I'm able to do this. And I'm glad
that's dope.
That I'm
that's
that
really
I'm able
dope.
To do this. Yes.
I really, really appreciate you again.
Thank
You're
you,
doing
thank you, thank
such
you.
A wonderful thing, for sure. For sure. For sure. For sure. What's that? For sure. Thank you so
thank
much
you
for,
having
for coming.
Me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said again, once it comes to promoting about women, I'm definitely all for it. The women you put at the high pedestal, that's they control everything.
Yes,
women control everything.
Yes.
I don't care what
we
anyone
run the world.
Say.
I don't
run
care what
the
men
world
say.
For sure. That's it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of our show. Make sure that you follow again on Instagram.
Yes, please follow.
The Audacious Boss Babe.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Badass in Her Story is happening March 16th. So make sure that you get your tickets and be there. And we're also, not only just because Hot Sauce is one of the nominees, we are still supporting this. And we're going to continue supporting you every year.
Thank
okay?
you so much. I
definitely.
Appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome. A shout out to everybody tuning in. I got a little bit music before Bobby Steele's come in. Not Bobby Steele's, I'm sorry. Shout out to Bobby Steele's
tuning in.
I see him tuning in, so I'm like, but he's next. That's what we used to do in the morning show. But I got Bones coming up next, so ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Shout out to everyone that is listening and tuning in. You had the people coming in. There's I want to hear this. So they are tuned in. Great. Shout out to you guys. We got you guys on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. And a shout out to everyone who, if you missed the show, don't worry, we'll have it recorded. It will be on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, and so much more. Make sure you get that copy as well.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for
this
coming.
This was a blast.
In.
This was a blast. You guys have me dancing. Like I tell people, the minute I walk into a place, there's music, I'm dancing, okay? My poor husband. He's like, listen, forever young, right? Music is life.
You know that. All right, you already know. Don't ask. Y'all asking the wrong questions. Y'all know I'm going to have her sign the infamous wall.
Yes.
Once again, thank you so much for coming. Shout out to y'all. Tune in next week. I think I got a special guest next week, so y'all have to tune in and make sure that you follow me on Instagram, Team DJ Live 2.0. See y'all Monday Night Raw.
Awesome.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your waist in it now. Tell your body your ten. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
I'm sure you wouldn't discriminate against me just because I'm a woman.
You thought all the good DJs were men?
Wrong. So wrong.
You better think again.
Turn down.
DJ Live.
Turn down.
woman fun. Body man, nobody like work. But you must hustle if you want job. You know finish, they won't fight us. If them, they run, them no fit catch up. I know they form say I too righteous. No con they form say you too like.
Tell me how you feel, let me get in your mind. Let me reminisce on the wine. Baby, let me get in behind. I really wanna fit in your life, oh girl, girl. Vibes and tongue again. Everybody winding down again. Girl, climb up on the system. Pen up and twisting. Anybody hating, tell them.
You know, get the time for the hate and the bad energy. Come on, mind on my money. Make you dance like Bukuli. Steady clean like your body. Steady on my grind, no one hear what they want telling me. Could you damn my fantasy? They want to check if my dad be no rush. But they rush, need a rush for a boy, they be much. Now got to make my dad be the rush.
I want the girl them love.
Climb on in the dark.
So let we dance and say, yeah.
Don't let me waste the time. Monday Night Raw was
when you laugh for me, your body tight, you with all for me. Fall in our best life, man, give thanks for love. Yeah, and we go down like kitty, 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 kitty. We have a style like kitty, 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 kitty. I'm like kitty 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 kitty. That's the vibe, yeah.
Coming home cause she must have to play. If you hear she falling, need a little runaway. Lauren coming home for carnival, need a little runaway. This woman not bad, she party bad, need a little runaway.
Nobody drop it, stop it.
And rolling. Every video that in she phone is she wine and rolling.
Log on to SparkFMOnline.com.
Booty club, yeah. Boom party. Bus crawl. Up down, yeah. Dum dum. If it's a birthday. Up down, yeah. Dum dum. Up down, yeah. Dum dum. Up down, yeah.
tuned in to DJ Live.